And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Oh my God! They did it! Steve Nash, you're a liar! You are a liar, good sir. The Brooklyn Nets are trading James Harden and Paul Millsap.
Can you believe it?
To the Philadelphia 76ers for Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Andre Drummond, and then two first-round picks, unprotected 2022 first-round pick, and a protected 2027 first-round pick. Oh, my God. I can't believe it finally happened. As soon as we went off the air with our last podcast talking about that four-team deal and Dragic getting shipped to the Spurs for Thaddeus Young, as soon as we said goodbye, Lee was like, oh, we got the Harden-Simmons trade. Mm-hmm. So great timing. Good stuff, NBA. Way to go, Daryl Morey. Way to go, Sean Marks. Let's break it all down. Shout out to the stream teamers joining us live here on YouTube. Take a second, like the video. Subscribe to No Dunks on YouTube. We're getting awful close to 50,000 subs. Let's do that today here with this one. But Tass, how surprised are you that it happened here today? An hour and a half before the deadline?
Well, this is like basketball candy, Skeets. I mean, I didn't want to shove it down my face earlier today. I didn't want to believe it was going to happen, but here it is, baby. Shove it down my throat. I am very, very pumped for this. I think okay.
We're all eating beans in the Classic Factory. No candy.
Wow. I think it's great for Daryl Morey. Mm-hmm. He played this so perfectly. He waited. Yeah, he got the vitriol. He got hated for months and months and months and months and months. He turned Ben Simmons into James Harden. It doesn't get much better than that. There's question marks with James Harden, though. He's 32. His hamstring isn't strong enough to play right now. Now, people might say, oh, he's not playing because he got traded.
It might heal up pretty quickly. Yeah.
He's going to start playing, but it is a problem that goes back to last year's postseason. He's played a lot of minutes, and those minutes are all on James Harden's legs. He's the ball handler for entire possession. So I would be worried trading Ben Simmons for James Harden. Obviously, this is the best move that Daryl Morey could make. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting. But I think you can go back to saying the Brooklyn Nets are the favorites in the Eastern Conference right now.
Wow. So you like this from both sides, by all accounts.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
By all accounts, they've lost 9 in a row. Don't care. When just like last year, they go into the playoffs with their big three only having played 8 games together. They were the favorites then. Then they sustained some injuries. They could have gone to the finals. And now you're ending games with Ben Simmons and Durant, Kyrie Irving, as well as I think a tiny little minor detail here is Andre Drummond thrown into this. He is the best Giannis stopper now on the Nets roster. He's the biggest, most agile player to throw in front of Giannis, who is that was definitely part of the calculations here with Sean Marks. And then they got Seth Curry in this deal, Patty Mills, if Joe Harris comes back, Bruce Brown, around those guys. I think they are the best team, the most talented team. And yeah, Kyrie Irving's only playing half games, but I don't know. James Harden comes back. I think Kyrie Irving somehow, some way, shape, or form is playing in the playoffs. I think they are the favorites right now. So yes, it's exciting. And Ben Simmons, all of a sudden, he's going to be back playing
That too. He's going to be cleared to play.
Very
to
fresh.
What do you think, Trey? You know, of what it ultimately ended up being. You know, by all reports, it was like there was some bickering on the secondary pieces here. Who was going back to Brooklyn? How many of their young guys were going back? And in the end, it's just Curry, then Andre Drummond, which is nice, as Tass points out, and then the two picks there, one very, very in the future. What do you think? You love this from both sides? You hate it from one squad? What?
I think this is great for both squads, and I mean,
I kind of hesitate to name the Nets as the favorite just because I feel like they've got a lot to figure out. Like bringing in Ben Simmons, shipping out James Harden, figuring out exactly what you're going to be getting from Kyrie and how often he's going to be able to play. Maybe that takes until next season. I think starting next year, they're guaranteed favorites in the entire NBA, regardless of how things happen. Give them a summer to figure out how to play alongside each other, and they're looking good, not to mention whoever they can bring in on a veteran minimum, right? Like it was Paul Millsap, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Blake Griffin. Maybe next year, some younger guys who are get a little more juice in those legs. We shall see. As for the 76ers, I think the fit with Harden and Embiid is going to be a lot of your turn, my turn this season. It's going to take them a minute to figure it out, too. But obviously, the 76ers got a lot better here, trading Ben Simmons, who was not playing for them, and bringing in an MVP caliber player, James Harden. Maybe he's just an all-star caliber player now, but still, that's better than a zero. So this is great stuff. I mean, biggest winners in this trade to me are, number one, Daryl Morey, for getting dunked on for 8 months and then coming through in the clutch here exactly when it mattered. He played it like he said he was going to. He said, we're going 4 years on this. We said, no, you're not. He said, you're right, but I'm saying I'm going to do it. And it worked out, turning it into James Harden. That's amazing. Ben Simmons, also a big winner here. He went from possibly being the most hated man in Philadelphia to playing for a championship this year. And man, once that team actually gets together and it's Curry, Kyrie, Ben Simmons, Kevin Durant, that's going to be an impossible team to stop offensively. And Ben Simmons has become underrated at this point. Right. He's one of the best defenders in the league, and now he's going to be playing the Draymond Green role alongside Kevin Durant. Scary stuff.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Lili? How pumped are you? Wow, man, you look disheveled there.
Do I? Oh, well, it's been a long day in the factory. It's great. It's so great. It's so perfect because it could turn out awesome for both teams. But they could also implode.
That is true. That's a great point. You look at the Nets, they got Simmons and Kyrie on the same squad. Right. Oh boy, okay, hold on to your asses. And then, like you said, Harden and Embiid, I mean, what type of Harden are you getting, and can they make it work? I'm with you on that.
If you get the best James Harden, then the Sixers, I think, I still got the Bucks as favorite, actually. I'll just say that. Okay. But I think the Sixers are just a better team because you've got James Harden, who's capable of going for 40, 45 points on any given night. He's got a superstar in the prime of his career right now, playing the best basketball of his career. So he's got that other guy who can help carry him. There was reports that James Harden in Brooklyn felt that he was doing far too much. Mm-hmm. You know, now he doesn't have to worry about that. The Sixers didn't have to give up all of Tybal and
Maxey,
was the other one, sorry. And they sacrifice Seth Curry. It's like, okay, so they've still got their defensive player in Tybal. They've still got Maxey as well there. This is great. But then you get Ben Simmons. Okay, now he hasn't played since June, you said, of last year. Yeah. He hasn't not played. He said he's been staying in shape and he's ready to go. Well, I'm really excited to see just how long it takes before he gets into a uniform, gets into his groove, because you figure he's been working on something of his game. If he comes back and he's still not shooting at all and he hasn't really added anything to his game, then the Nets are probably going to be like, you know, we want to see some improvement there, you know? So we'll see. But at their best as well, the Nets, now all of a sudden, it's like the guys you mentioned there, if Kevin Durant comes back healthy, if Kyrie starts playing, who knows what's going to happen with the mandate there in New York City. And then Simmons, and then Seth Curry. Now Andre Drummond and Joel Embiid can renew their beef. You know, that's going to be great.
We absolutely have to get a Sixers-Nets playoff matchup.
Well, we got
the league needs to just make that happen. Just
March 10 in Philadelphia is the first time these two teams meet. So a month from today, that is going to be just incredible. So I love these sort of deals. Both teams took on risk. Yep. Both teams probably go, you know what? I think we actually won the trade today. So that's what you want. Philadelphia, Brooklyn, this is going to be fantastic. I can't wait for them to get out on the floor and see what they got.
Yeah, I call the Nets the favorite. They definitely are more likely to implode than the Philadelphia 76ers. I think the Nets ceiling is probably higher, but the 76ers are just more solid. I think Embiid and Harden will work real well. Yeah, right. The your turn, my turn trade is totally right, but I think Embiid is cool with that.
Those are good turns to take.
Yeah, I think they both like doing that. I mean, Harden as much.
How
as,
long are Sixers games going to take?
Oh my god,
there's going to be a lot of free throws.
Yeah, baby.
This is going to be the best villain squad in the NBA, guaranteed. Harden and Embiid. Embiid is like the best trash talker in the game right now. He's already got up, went to my hater's funeral just to make sure he's dead tweet, which is great. Honestly, great. And then Harden is like despised around the league, and obviously the last week hasn't really helped his reputation, so They should figure out a way to wear those like Allen Iverson black jerseys every single game.
Isn't that what the Wizards did with the Celtics and their own rife? They turned up in all their like funeral gear for a battle. I mean, that's what we want to see. But yeah, the thing is with James Harden and Ben Simmons, because they are sort of people are skeptical about James Harden's injuries for one. And his effort and his attitude on the court these last few games, they're skeptical because they know he can just go out there and turn it on and be like, oh, see, I was fine. And people are skeptical of Ben Simmons, you know, claiming mental health has been preventing him from playing. Right. So if all of a sudden these two guys just go out there and start performing, that would justify why people are upset with him. But this is what we want. This is the sort of chaos and drama we love in the NBA because it makes for just such great viewing.
But let the record show, James Harden did not formally ask to be moved, okay?
He didn't like the look of that.
Yes, okay. But he's making his way to the Sixers. This is a weird sort of like tangent to all of this. What happens with the All-Star draft tonight? Kevin Durant, captain of obviously his team, Team KD, even though he's not playing in the game. We all thought, well, he's going to be taking James Harden when he gets to the reserves. Will he now? When are they doing this? Has it already been recorded? It's on tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, but they don't do it live. At least I don't think they do. So has this deal happened here where KD already taken Harden on his team here?
I don't think so.
And now he's gone. I mean, I can't wait to see.
Because back at our NBA TV days when they recorded in that Turner studio, and Studio J, as Ernie Johnson likes to call it, because that's what it's called. It's called Studio J. They do it just hours before the draft took place. So I think they wait till the trade deadline is done. Now Kevin's going to be on the mic. And he's going to have to make a decision.
So Kevin can't take Joel Embiid now. and he can't take Harden. When he gets to the reserve. Fascinating. Somehow this made the All-Star game draft even more exciting.
Yeah.
This blockbuster.
Maybe they record at 2 o'clock Eastern and they're like, guys, get this done. We got to finish we got to do our draft here.
I've got a scoop. It's happening right now.
It is.
It's happening right now.
Okay, so in theory, they have got this news. And people were saying, I saw Ghostface Tom Ziller saying in his newsletter this morning, what type of mood were LeBron and KD going to be in with their teams reeling, you know? The Nets had lost 9
LeBron
straight.
Last night, all he wanted to do was take a nap.
LeBron was in he might be in a cranky mood here when it comes to drafting his team. But who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. If only starting your fitness journey was as easy as starting this podcast. That would make me so happy. The truth is, all the lift big, get big, and beach body ready in 3 weeks pressure stops most of us from even starting. And starting is what matters most. It's everything, really. It really is. Wherever you're beginning and wherever you want to be, Peloton encourages you to just start. With thousands of classes to get you moving and doing what you can. If that's a 10-minute low-impact class, they got those. And when you're ready, take it up a gear. You know, a 30-minute live DJ ride. DJ John Michael, that guy plays the hits. He always gets me going. Start with Peloton and find instructors that will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey. Learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's the butterfly effect for
real. I assume Harden is going to be a happy guy now. He got his way. There were a lot of slight digs over the last month or so at his teammates, like about Kyrie Irving.
About Kyrie, yeah.
Mostly, yeah. Kyrie not playing, and he said, well, when Kyrie had a good game, well, that's why we need him playing every single game. You know, it's starting to seep out. he didn't want it to be like the Houston Rockets situation where it was, hit the clubs in the preseason, then basically demand a trade. But back-to-back years, we've got James Harden moved. It's almost Westbrook-ish, where Westbrook was traded back-to-back years, and he was traded a third time before that, a couple years prior to that. So it's odd to see James Harden moved. But
he found his way back to Daryl.
Yeah.
Daryl and
James. I'm working my way back to Daryl. You think he put in a trade request yet for the Sixers for his next team? Or will that be 2023 trade deadline?
He'll give it a little bit. He'll give it a little bit. You got to see how this goes. He better perform here in the postseason, though.
Mm-hmm.
James Harden. Well, I mean, really, both of them. Yeah.
A lot of reps on the line here.
Big time.
Embiid, Harden, and Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
Great point.
Those are three guys who could use a ring on the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, like you said, Ben Simmons has to. He has to show. And it makes sense. I'm with you. I said this last week when we were talking about this deal. I love this trade for both teams.
Yeah.
I think it takes them to the next level, both of them, if all things go according to plan, their plan at least. Because Simmons, with KD and Kyrie, come on. Like, all he has to do is play elite defense. Push the ball. Like you said, Draymond Green playmaking.
No one
cares
that Draymond Green doesn't shoot.
Don't shoot.
No one cares.
Exactly. And he's still going to score 15 in transition as it is anyway. And in the dunker spot and stuff like that. Rebound still. Yeah.
Ben Simmons is going to be in heaven. He's going to be in heaven when he doesn't have to shoot.
Right. Right.
He can let the other guy
shoot. But if teams are just going to lay off him, though,
he's got to drive.
He's got to take advantage of that in some way. Because if Kevin Durant's out there and Kyrie's out there, it's like, well, okay, we're going to make it so that if you're going to Kevin Durant, we're going to throw two people at him. So Simmons can't just sort of be like, I'm not shooting at all. He has to show at least some development
Of course.
I think
he can't be Tony Allen out there. No,
absolutely.
But I don't think he is either.
I'm not saying he has to be Steph Curry, but he has to be at least the guy who's like, I'm not just going to pass up everything. Mm-hmm. I've got to be able to knock down a shot. The more pressure he puts on other teams' defenses by at least taking those shots and getting into positions, that just makes Brooklyn even better. If they have a weakness and it's that shooting and what we saw from him in the playoffs last season, that could come back to haunt that team. Mm-hmm. So, but again, James Harden, he's also got to prove that he can get through an entire playoff series because we've seen him start playoffs really well, but then his body tends to wear down a bit, maybe a bit too many, few too many minutes there. So this is exactly what you want in a trade like this, where both teams are like, oh man, we've got to win this trade. But both have got so much at stake as well.
I can't believe it happened.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to happen, but I still can't believe it happened.
It's the same feeling as last year when Harden was traded. But we knew that was coming. I guess it just, I don't know. I felt that way last year too, I think.
When he was moved? Well, because he quit on Houston
and the team
Rockets.
Was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he made a trade request. Didn't he say it like at a press conference?
More or less, I think he said, I don't know what the future is. Because Boogie Cousins was like, get this guy out of here, you know, and Boogie, you know, he didn't want to be around a guy like that. So
what are the stream teamers saying in general here? Who won this trade? Like, who's making off better than the other team? Is it Philadelphia or is it Brooklyn? Or are people torn on this one? People liking both squads.
The winner is in the eye of the beholder here, Skeets.
That's a good point.
If you're pulling for the Nets, you're like, the Nets won this one. Look at this. They got a defense. They turned a guy who didn't want to be there into a guy who does want to be there. And oddly enough, if you're the 76ers, you're thinking, hey, we had a guy that didn't want to be here. Now we got a guy that does want to be here, and we're better on offense. So it's pretty weird to look at.
Well,
but
and Philly fans, I assume, too, are also like you guys were saying, like, Daryl waited this out, and it's not Jeremy Grant. It's not, you know, give
it's
me
a
another,
star. That's like a legit star.
Yeah, I'm struggling to think of, like, that sort of tier of player right now. I mean, even, I guess you could argue, like, Sabonis, because that would have been a weird pairing maybe with Embiid. But, yeah, they get James Harden, a guy can score 30 points per game still. He can.
Mm. Oh, of course.
Now, some people say he can't. Some people say he's done. So he's like, he's too old and he doesn't have it. We'll find out.
His name isn't Daryl Lessie. It's Daryl Morey.
Mm.
Well, speaking of Morey, allegedly, reportedly, the Nets are not done making moves here because they got two first-round picks here in this trade. So maybe they're going to be looking for somebody else as well, is something that Woj is reporting. So I guess we shall see. I got another hour here.
Wow.
Should get some weird trades trickling in not too long. Getting a little pushback, though. People are saying that the Nets are going to be the biggest villain team in the NBA. Kyrie and Ben Simmons,
it's a hell of a combo.
Yeah.
Hell of a combo.
That's the Melbourne combination right there. Wow. Hey,
can I clarify? Ben Simmons is fully vaccinated?
Yes.
Like, he can play in all these games?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Kyrie Simmons and Patty Mills. This guy's got a big Nets fan.
I'm a Nets fan now. Wow. I didn't realize that. Oh, my God. That's incredible stuff.
How's Waltzing Matilda go?
Waltzing Matilda. Once a jolly swagman.
There we go.
Hey, let me ask this. Philadelphia in Brooklyn. No, sorry. Brooklyn in Philadelphia, March 10. Game's close. Hacker Ben? Do they do Hacker Ben in Philadelphia? Ooh. I think so.
Just get up there.
Oh, they have to.
Test
yeah.
them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because people are saying, Simmons will sit that game out. He can't possibly. You can't sit out a game like that. Surely not.
he just sat out all season.
I know, but this is different. You can't be on another team and then be like, I'm still not playing.
It's a bad look to your teammates, I would say that.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Yeah. I bet he'll ask Kyrie Irving about it. Has he played in Cleveland since he requested a trade?
Great point.
I don't think so.
He's never played there?
I think he's missed every game since he was traded from the Cavs.
He won a championship with them. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so do you take it back? Maybe the Nets are the real villain of the NBA here, above the Sixers?
Nah. Who knows? I don't know. They're both villains. Everybody's going to want to see both of these teams lose in the playoffs.
Yeah. Wow. So we hope we get them in a 7-game round. That'd be awesome.
We're going to get James Harden guaranteed with the Sixers next season because as part of the deal, as Shams reporting here, he's opted into that $47.3 million player option on his contract for next season. This is wild. These guys, it's wild to think that Harden, Durant, and Kyrie got together just before last season. I mean, Harden came just a few games into the season.
Yeah.
And they played
16 games together.
16 games, yeah. The big three played.
And Harden says, no thanks. I just thought he would give it one more whirl here in a postseason. But, yeah, if you're looking at the end-of-game lineups, obviously there's lots of questions. Lots of implosions could happen. But it's Embiid and Harden with Maxey, Danny Green, or Thybulle, Tobias Harris beside them. And then you look at the Nets. You gotta be a glass half full type of person, but it's Ben Simmons, Kyrie, Kevin Durant, Andre Drummond, Seth, Patty Mills, whoever.
Joe Harris, if he ever comes back.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous. I mean, it's the same sort of idea as Harden and those guys, but now it's Ben who doesn't need to shoot, let those other guys shoot all they want, and they've got some defensive players in that lineup.
So you can only pick one, okay?
Mm.
I want you to fill in the blank. The winner of this James Harden Ben Simmons trade is blank. The biggest winner is blank.
Philadelphia. Yeah.
Okay. Just overall in adding James Harden and not having to give up, maybe two or three really good players.
Yeah, and they got it for a guy who just wasn't playing.
Yes, true.
As good as that player might be, he wasn't a part of that team. So now they get a guy who you think finally is like, okay, this is the situation, this is the team I want to be in.
Just even moving on from this Ben Simmons cloud around this team is probably a big win, obviously, for them and their organization and their fan base, for sure. Okay, Trey, same question. Again, you can go team, you can go player, like specific, something weird. The biggest winner of the Harden-Ben Simmons deal here is blank.
Real quick, just to clarify, Kyrie Irving did play in Cleveland his first game when he was traded to the Celtics, and then he played this year. Remember, there was that incident where he was, like, trash-talking a fan sitting courtside. He's like, you only won us one championship.
Oh,
he's like, yeah, man. I won you a championship. Yeah, right. Anyways.
The burning sage, that was with the Celtics, right?
Yes.
I remember the
burning
images.
Sage.
Burning sage. Burning sage
around the court.
Around part of the parquet, right?
Yeah. Something like that.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
So, winner here. Man, it's tough to call.
Is it not James Harden?
Yeah, it is. Is it? It is. He got what he wanted.
Yeah.
Daryl Morey got what he wanted.
Ben Simmons got what he wanted.
Yeah.
Seth Curry didn't get what he wanted, I don't think.
Mm.
He probably would have rather stayed and been the number one guy, or the number one guard, number two guard maybe, if you're considering Maxey. Andre Drummond, he kind of got what he wanted. He'll probably start now. That's good. Nets, they got what they wanted. Two more first-round picks. They could add some more players. I think the Nets won this, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that I've completely broken it down. And Paul Millsap, he's a winner. Paul Millsap's a winner here. He's going to play.
All right. And to us, take us home as we get ready to wrap up this one. And we will do another one because there's other trades. I see Torrey Craig has been traded, Jalen Smith included and all that. And then we got the Josh Richardson and stuff like that. But this one, Simmons, Harden, biggest winner besides us.
Well, we went through, NBA fans, of course. Every guy that Trey just went through, of course. But Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy just... He just sticks around for a star. He sticks around for those situations where stars become unhappy. And it took until the minute before the deadline, an hour and a half before the deadline, but he waited out October, November, December, January, and then it happened. So Daryl keeps getting stars. Mm. It's happening. Now he's a 32-year-old star.
I wonder how Tillman Fertitta is feeling right now, because he could have had Ben Simmons last year. Mm-hmm. He could have. And I think he was like, we're not giving James to Daryl.
Well, he said he asked Daryl asked James Harden, where would you rather go, Brooklyn or Philadelphia?
But I think he was saying, I don't want you to go to Philadelphia. Anyway, he got there. He could have had Simmons, but he didn't. But anyway, that's all in the past. But isn't it great?
All right. Well,
Christian Wood is on the block as well, apparently.
Mm. We've got less than an hour to go before the trade deadline officially ends. I know trades will trickle in after 3 p.m. Eastern. But let's take a break. Let's regroup. Let's get some more beans in you.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe we can make up for TikTok.
I need a wagon wheel or something like that. This is
guy. Have you seen what he's doing for snacks? He just goes over to that box of snacks that was sent to us from Scotland that we tried on one of our YouTube shows, and this guy he plops it down on the desk and he just rifles through it and he tries to find something. Like, here it comes. JD's bringing it in. All right, thank you, JD. Yeah. All right, well, reach your hand and grab something. Don't look.
I want a wagon
wheel. Wow, you're getting a no-dunce nibble in the middle of an
emergency. Did you hear him? But I want a wagon wheel. All right.
Like a wacky wheel.
This guy needs a nap. He's so old. We got to get him a nap.
Listen. I have to have one of these coffees over here, too. I didn't bring my machine in, so
why are you whispering?
Guys, we will call it there on this one. If you're new to No Dunks on YouTube, please like the video, subscribe to No Dunks on YouTube. We really appreciate it. Leave us a 5-star rating and review if you're listening to this podcast. Again, we're going to regroup. We'll be back here. I don't know. JD probably needs 20, 30 minutes or so, and we'll get to some of these other trades, maybe some other thoughts on this Harden-Simmons blockbuster. I love it. Absolutely love it. Embrace the day. I mean, just embrace the next 20 minutes, people. We'll be right back.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.